Hey, everybody, welcome to the Rock Life Podcast. We want you to stay tuned all the way through because we are talking all things expectations in your life. You know, there's a lot of times that we have expectations about how things should go, whether that be in our professions, in our families, in our finances. Specifically, we are on the heels of RockCon 2025. Whether you are here or not, this episode is for you. My name is Antonio. I'm here with a special guest, Aaron.
Hello, everyone.
Aaron, you are usually behind the camera.
Usually, yeah.
But today, wow, what a guest. What a treat we have, my brother. And we are just going to talk about some of the things, really our heart's response to encounters with Jesus. Now, this episode is coming out right as RockCon Day is happening.
It's happening.
So if you are watching this, you got that notification. You watched this episode right before Rock Conference. We want to talk to you about expectation. If you are seeing this after Friday or Saturday of its release, we want to talk to you about response to expectation, right? So there's a natural progression that we're going to cover. But here at RockCon 2025, we are believing and praying and asking God to show up in a mighty and powerful ways. Yeah. And so, Aaron, you've had the privilege in different ways, and I think you've even shared on the podcast before, that you have had the privilege of being part of some really cool events, ministry moments, encounters with Jesus. Maybe give us a couple of examples.
Yeah, my goodness. Well, I'm pumped because there are divine moments in time and history in local bodies and churches where this is like the hinge where everything could shift. And so there's been so many moments where I've been in rooms and places and spaces where there was times where I was aware that, oh my goodness, this is larger than me. It's larger than one local church. This is the church at large, and God is meeting us in real ways. And so, I mean, there's been so many I can share. I've done ministry inside the Rock and outside of the Rock. I've been with some friends in a ministry called California Will Be Saved. Been on the National Mall with 350,000 people as they were praying for 12 hours for God to save America, send awakening to our nation. And I've been in rooms where there's been four people who are just praying face down to God, and the same presence that I felt in there, I've also felt elsewhere. But yeah, I'm excited because RockCon, it's the unique thing about RockCon is it's everybody. It's everyone from kids all the way to 99. And if you're 108, praise God. I pray one day I make it there as well. Amen. But really, it's a time for the whole body. And that's really the design of Jesus, is that we would all come in as one. And I mean, you maybe want to share about Joshua, the verse for the conference, what's happening. And it's really based out of Joshua chapter 1, some backstory before he gets to the main verse in 1:9. But Moses is dead. There's a promise to take the children of Israel into the promised land. And now the mantle has been tossed over. The baton is now in the hands of Joshua. And there's this commissioning from the Lord to Joshua. And it's at the place of where it seems impossible is where God promises his presence. And I think that's the same for us, where there's impossible things in front of us, where there's been words released from our founders back in the day. There's prophetic words sitting on the table. How do we get these words? What God has spoken, and running with them. And if you want to share the verse, people have to get context.
Well, I know Pastor Gannon just shared in last week's episode, as they had gone over conference, and again, just building anticipation and expectation. Really out of the message, I highlighted it and then it went down. The strength, courage, don't be timid. Don't get discouraged. God, your God, is with you every step you take. And that's where we get this concept of step into strength, that we would every step that we're taking is a step of strength, is a step that is a positioning for God to move, for God to do. And so with that thought in mind, Aaron, I would just like to hear some of, again, because we're talking about expectations, you've again had these moments, been a part of these really cool things. What was the experience for you after, right? Because again, we want to talk about, I'm glad you sat in a church service.
Yeah.
I'm glad you heard the word of the Lord one forth. I'm glad we were all part of these powerful worship moments and encounters. But the way my practical mind tends to work is what now? Yeah. Because guess what? The time will come and go.
Mm-hmm.
The church will be dismissed, the church service, and we will go to the next day, either to work, to our jobs, to our families, to our homes. And guess what? Not everyone around us was just in those moments. Not everyone around us just felt what we felt, heard what we heard, and had the encounter that we had. What happens post an amazing encounter?
Yeah, there's many things. I think one is the excitement of the moment that just took place, the encounter with God. And then there's also, we can be honest, there could be spiritual warfare that comes afterwards that would love to derail you, to make you think that everything that God just spoke ain't going to happen, isn't true. But then there's also a stewardship that is required. You know, they say like this here, a divine revelation demands a response. And so I believe here at RockCon, there has been many moments, and there will be moments, where God just spoke and you're like, man, like, how did they know that that's what I'm going through? And the truth is, the speaker don't know your life, but the Holy Spirit in the speaker does know our lives. And so the Holy Spirit will reveal things in due season that are meant for us to be encouraged, to be equipped, edified, so we can continue on. And I think, you know, looking back on the times I've had in ministry, every time I come out of that, of anything, I'm more charged than I was before. And it's the same thing we said about Joshua, how he was commissioned, but there was this charge within him that enabled him to see the promises of God. And I think one of the things that is beneficial for you watching is that, what has God spoken? What is God saying? What is he asking you to do? It might be completely unfamiliar. It might be completely out of what you would actually do, but there's a divine invitation. And that's really the truth of the gospel, is that the whole gospel is by invitation only, but the catch is everyone's invited.
Yeah.
And so there is something that has happened in your life that God has spoken. And I just want to encourage you, like, would you trust the one who is inviting you into what he said he would do?
Yeah.
And so for me, it looks like practically, like, I'm going to trust God. I'm going to write these things down. Like, please write these things down when God speaks. Because honestly, Pastor, there have been so many times I have forgotten what God said.
Yeah.
And I look back in my notes and, but thank God I wrote those things down. So it looks like writing things down. I mean, Habakkuk chapter 2 talks about it, make the vision plain, write it down. I think there's a lot of people in here that are business people that God's going to give you a whole blueprint and write it down, because God's going to do it. Or same thing, you're believing for family or business or marriage or whatever it is. Write it down, because the Bible says that God watches over his word to perform it in Jeremiah. And so it's like, what does God want to perform in our lives? And how do we partner with him in agreement? The prayer and the power of agreement is huge. And Jesus is the great intercessor who intercedes for us in heaven. So, okay, what is he praying? How do I partner with that as I have revelation from what just happened at a conference or in church service or on the way home as God dropped something in me? And then how do I say, all right, God, I'm not just going to be obedient to the moment I was in, but I'm going to be obedient to the process of what it looks like to follow through and see him do what he does. And so I think, you know, for my life looking back, it just been a joy to see what God said. And actually, now I'm reminded, thanks for bringing this up, there was things that I wrote down, and now 2 years later, I can look back and say, oh my gosh, God did that, or God is doing that, or yet hasn't happened yet, but I know that he's faithful and true, and God's going to do that.
Yeah.
And so that's something.
You know, the value of writing stuff down, Aaron, is, you know, I think of, I don't know if it was on camera or off camera, we were having a recap episode with Pastor Dan about one of his messages, and I asked him, it might have been before we started recording, and I was like, what stood out to me, Pastor Dan, from your message was, and I just had one little thought.
Yeah.
And I was like, is that bad? You know, it's kind of like, is that offensive that I don't remember every point? I don't remember every story. But there was that takeaway thought. And I wrote that thought down. And he's like, no, why would that be bad? And I think because, you know, I don't remember. I have bad memory. Well, you kind of write down those, and I think about it as a seed.
Yeah, that's good.
And I what comes to mind is the parable of the sower, and how God talks about the different types of seed, that the seed can go, and our hearts are the ground of these seeds. And so what are we going to do with that? I think we want to be good stewards of the soil of our hearts.
Yeah.
So if a seed is planted, one of the ways that we can water it is kind of is writing that down. It's almost like, you know, hey, I'm dumping some water on this because I want to bring it back into remembrance.
Right.
I'm going to remember what you said so that I can water this seed of faith, right? There's other ways. That's not what this episode is about, the way that we can water that seed.
Yeah.
But there is something profound about that. I do want to ask you and really cover, just because, but not everyone has been a part of these monumental moments at the same monument, or these really cool things that are huge on social media that have, you know, again, you've been behind the scenes of some of these very cool things.
Yeah.
But for some, maybe you didn't even make it to RockCon.
Right.
But you've sat in service, or you've had moments driving in your car that are monumental, that are marking moments in our life. And it's the same kind of deal. The expectation that goes into it and our response coming out of it.
Mm.
And that's what I want to bring up as our takeaway today, what our expectation coming into something and then our response coming out.
Yeah.
Because again, we don't want this to be, and again, the toll that our staff, that our church goes through to put on something like a conference is more than just for a weekend.
Right.
Right. Yes. I believe, yes, just like everything, there's seed going. This is one of the types of seeds, and we're doing a long-term investment, yeah, in your lives and the lives of our families, really our city and generations. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, there is something really powerful when we can think outside of ourselves and even the present moment.
Right.
And I've been around Earth long enough. And it's funny, once you hit a certain age, you're like, all of a sudden, 5 years doesn't sound so long. Or 10 years doesn't sound like, it was just 10 years. I remember 20 years ago. And some people have been around 20 years. You know, that's right, like a whole lifetime for them. Mm-hmm. But another way that what I'm trying to say is that these moments need to mark us and impact, yes, our lives. And so, again, it could have been a word. It could have been a time in worship and a whisper that you got during worship. Mm. And it might have been as simple as you just got this overwhelming sense that God loves you.
Yeah.
Or you got this overwhelming feeling that while you came in discouraged, you got this thing in your heart like, oh, my gosh, I can do it.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? And that's the word of the Lord for our lives. And make sure we're getting convicted by the Holy Spirit to maybe stop doing some of the habits that we had, or maybe start picking up some new habits that he's been trying to tell you. And so these are all those whispers and those moments. You know, maybe they're not all huge things that, you know, not everything is for the gram.
That's real. Yes.
You can't,
yes,
take a picture of the whispers.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Right? You know,
I remember this most.
The pictures are the fruit of those whispers. Mm-hmm. So when we see someone's highlight, right, again, it's often the fruit of what was once a seed that started, yes, as a seed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. And I think when we can recognize something as a seed in our heart, our expectation that we're going to get a seed, that something's going to be deposited in us.
Right. Right.
Then it doesn't take this crazy special service, on fire, spit, fire breathing preacher.
Yep.
It's a still small voice that can happen in our hearts. And it can really happen anywhere and everywhere.
Yeah.
And so these are just one of the specific moments that we're curating for the Holy Spirit to do something.
Real. I agree. You know, there's times where, but that's why I believe Hebrews talks about don't forsake the assembling of brethren. I mean, there's corporate anointings that you can't get in your bedroom, but there's also secret place time with God that maybe you might not get in the corporate place, right? Because it's between you and God. And he's everywhere all at once, so he can do anything. But what I'm saying is that I think it's important to, like we said, be a good steward of those moments, because what does God want to do through that? This is super random. Yet last night I was taking a walk around the area, and outside it was beautiful weather, and I walked by Lowe's, and I even know I was by Lowe's until I got a whiff. I heard there
was a dog.
Right. It might have been a whiff.
Because it could be a loose dog, too.
There could be. It's tight. That dogs like to
break. Okay, the whiff, the smell.
Whiff of the smell of a whole bunch of fertilizer. Mm. And I was like, that's manure. I know that a mile away. Right. But I began to think how you're talking about a seed. Oh, my goodness. When I steward the seed in the soil of my life and of my heart, it goes everywhere and it gets on everything. And so for those moments, you know, Matthew 6 talks about that when we pray, go into our room, close the door behind us, ask the Father in secret, and that he will reward you openly. Mm-hmm. And so you don't have to be in a big conference if he didn't make it. You don't have to be in a, you know, a church service where there's like Holy Spirit fire falling. Amen for those moments. Praise God. I love those. But if you're just in your room by yourself and you got marked for a lifetime, or you're in the corporate place and you got marked for a lifetime, like, let God speak through those moments. Pastor Dan, he was told by God in an empty arena in Australia, I believe, that he was called to pastor the people of San Bernardino, California, in the United States. Completely different direction of home. But yet God spoke there in an empty arena after a conference he was at. And I think for our lives, what does God want to speak? If you're in the room, great, amen. But if you're alone, the same power is everywhere at once, you know? And so I think it's just really important to trust God for what he's saying, speaking, doing. And then from there, just trust him with everything you got. It's the Joshua 1, strength,
yeah,
courage for everywhere you can go, I've given you.
Yeah.
And when you live with that reality and that understanding, all right, everywhere I go, God is with me. That changes everything.
Yeah.
Because he's not a man that he'll lie, that God betray every man a liar. And if anything, that should charge you spiritually.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Well, I have 6, 70, 80, 90, 100 years on this planet. What
does God want to do
yeah.
with this life that he's gifting me?
Yeah.
And am I just seeing good?
Well, so our prayer is that there's going to be, you know, we're talking about the one seed, the one moment.
Yeah.
Our prayer is that there's going to be several moments, several seeds that are going to be planted and deposited in people's hearts and lives. But what is that practical step? I think, you know, and I'd love to hear your thought on this.
Yeah.
One of the thoughts that comes to mind too is just like, so we take these moments, we've journaled them, we've written them down, and we got to, you know, like Pastor Joe, as you say, make a plan,
work a plan.
Yeah. Right. There is the practicality of some of these things where we have this idea, this vision, this dream that now is in our heart because we just had this encounter.
Yeah.
But now I have to put some faith, right? Some faith sometimes looks like legs.
Yep.
Right. Faith sometimes looks like doing the practical, or sometimes the mistake that we can make is thinking that faith looks like God just unrolls it out for us.
Right.
But there is a step of faith. There's a reason why we got, because it's legs. It's our movement towards something,
right?
It's Peter's movement towards walking towards Jesus as he walked on the water. You know, he didn't just pull him towards him and he just kind of glided through the water.
Right.
I was going to say gloated,
glided. Woof, whip,
woofing, or left, glitting.
It gets out rocky. It's been a busy week.
Yeah, it's been wild. But so there is those steps for us. And so start a plan.
Yeah.
Get the word that God's given you, just that seed, that deposit, and kind of reverse engineer with the Holy Spirit and ask him, like, Holy Spirit, walk me through this.
Yep.
And I believe he's so good and faithful to give us that picture, that glimpse of even that first step. Sometimes that might look like the discipline of start praying.
Yeah, that's it.
Read the Bible every day, right? Just kind of start to exercise.
Yeah.
You know, I've seen these stories on social media. There's this guy like training for the marathon day one. That's going to be a 90-day plan, right?
Right.
And, you know, obviously I want to fast forward to day 90 to see how it looked.
Yeah.
But sometimes there's just that post of day one. Like, I got up today early.
Yep.
And I was started to stretch. Mm-hmm. So here's day one of stretches. And along that way, like, you see, you know, there's going to be setbacks even in it. Oh, I didn't wake up today. I slept through the alarm, or I was hurt. I had to nurse this injury because I overdid it today. So it set me back a little bit. But there's still the step towards, and that's going to be our step. You know, God will give us the whisper of, hey, I'm calling you to this.
Yeah.
But you don't step out. You know, day one, you're not,
yep,
you know, preaching the stadiums. And it's so funny how everyone's vision is, God showed me stadiums. it's interesting. No one's vision is, God showed me five people in a room.
Right.
But anyways, that's not the topic of conversation today. Is putting some faith legs onto those.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, you know, without faith, it's impossible to please God. And faith is the language of God. And if anyone, I forget the exact address in the Bible, but it says, anyone who comes to God must believe that he is.
Yeah.
That's faith, but that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. How does faith come by? Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. But that's great. Amen. That's a great start. But faith is action, right? And so not want to be a hearer of the word, but a doer of the word.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think, you know, faith is massive to what God is doing and how we can partner with him. But at the same time, like, actually, I remember Pastor Luke Cobray said this, who was Pastor Jim's, our founder pastors here at The Rock, son. He planted a church in Oregon, Redmond, Oregon. Shout out Pastor Luke and Stacy and the family. But he said this while he was in that moment of launching out of here and planting in Oregon. He says, God loves your faith, but he so blesses your feet.
Mm.
And anything that we want to see God's hand on is going to require us to be in faith. I keep going back to Joshua for RockCon.
Yeah.
He did not know what that looked like, but there was a promise, and he had the strength and the courage of God, from God, that enabled him to take the children of Israel into the promised land. And so, you know what it's like. We know what it's like in the flesh to not have faith. That's easy. Like, that, we know what it's like to have faith. Like, faith, I mean, but praise God that God works with the mustard seed faith. And if he says to the mountain, be removed, watch it be removed. And so my thing is, like, well, I know what it's like to not have faith, but what would it look like if I actually trust God in faith?
Yeah.
Like, as a Christian, sometimes I've heard this and I love it. It's like, can we just do what we're called? Can believers just believe?
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Yes, yeah. Yes, we can. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I mean, I think, you know, God wants to show us the things that he has planned since long ago. But if we don't have faith, man, we're cutting ourselves short. We're robbing God, demonstrating his power in our lives because we don't believe. And there's nothing wrong if you don't believe. Like, that's real. Mark 6, I think it is, Jesus went into his hometown. He was marveling at their unbelief, and he couldn't heal people except for a few. But
It's like, that's the default in humanity, to not believe God. But what if we actually said, all right, God, you know what? You're true. I'm going to believe you. You spoke these things. You said these things. I'm going to practically read my Bible. I'm going to set my alarms. I pray every day. I'm going to read a scripture, meditate on that. Sometimes, some days you might not. That's all right. Literally, I'm going to share this real quick. Past week, I have not been in the rhythm of praying with God because I didn't just been so busy in my own routine. I realized, like, my spirit's hungry for God. You know, so I was like, I need to pray. And really, his praying with God, it made my spirit come alive. And God said this to me. I knew it was God because that wasn't nowhere up here, but I knew it was God. And I just heard this whisper in my heart and my soul. It wasn't audible, but it was a knowing in my like,
knowing in your knower. Or
knowing in my knower. And he said this. He said, Aaron, you don't realize how powerful your prayers actually are. And I was like, oh my gosh, Lord Jesus, forgive me, because here I am doing my thing, my own routine. But then I realized I don't even know what's on God's heart that he wants me to pray for. And what would it look like if we actually believe God, prayed, and then God would do the things that we asked for?
Yeah.
Can I show one more thing?
Yeah.
This is, we're just going off script today. Here we go. A few weeks back, my grandma was in the hospital, and she has some health issues, and there's some complications that weren't looking too good. It was looking a little not so positive. And so that whole day was a Wednesday, and I knew I had to get to her. And I was like, I don't know why. I just know God wants me to go to the hospital. Well, she's in ICU, so the hours are certain hours between the night shift and the day shift, that between like 6:30 and 8:30 a.m. and p.m. it's closed. So it was a Wednesday night. I was like, well, I'll just go before church. I was like, well, maybe not. So afterwards, I get out of church. I told my dad, I was like, Dad, we got to go. Let's go to the hospital to see Grandma. So we get to the hospital, and she's intubated. I mean, there's tubes and there's wires everywhere. She's in ICU. I think there's like a feeding tube. It's just like not a good situation. And I was reminded of Romans 8:11, I believe. And it says that the same spirit that resurrected Jesus Christ from the dead lives in us and is able to quicken our mortal body. And I went on to either it ain't true or it's all true. I know I'm standing on this, that it is all true.
Yeah.
He's God. He means what he says. And so I said, well, let's just begin to worship. So we went to, we started just, and then, you know, people probably think like, why is this guy like giggling? I'm like over here in the joy. Like, God's going to do something. Yeah, like, yeah. And it's not being disrespectful, but it's like, I have an anticipation of what God will do. And so we start worshiping, we put music on, just let the atmosphere shift and change. And we just declared, started laying hands on her, declaring life. I even felt like this prophetic thing coming upon me, like, tomorrow this will come out of you, and tomorrow you're going to begin to see progress, and tomorrow will be a good day, and the next week will be great than it's ever been. And the doctors and the nurse were saying she's been really anxious. That's why she's sedated, this and that. And I said, I come in with a report of God, that God can touch her body. The same spirit of God that resurrected Jesus Christ from the dead lives in us, lives in her, and we're going to see God do it. Mm-hmm. Long story short, we leave there. I feel just the peace of God hit the room as me and my dad are praying. We're just, you know, soaking in it, thanking Jesus and just spending time with the Lord, praying over him. Literally the next morning, like not even 24 hours, probably like 12 or 16 hours, within 24 hour span, we get a text message. Hey, there is significant progress. They were able to finally remove the tubes. She's finally awake. And then they sent a day before, they had sent a picture. She's all like hooked into wires. Then a couple days fast forward, she's no wires. She's sitting up and she's smiling. And I said, praise God. And all I had to say is like, faith moves God. And if God did that in a hospital room with a son and a father and a grandmother and an uncle in the room, what will he do with our lives everywhere we go, you know? And so I just was encouraged by that as God has spoken to you, ironic comments, he's spoken to you, wherever he's speaking to you, let your ears be inclined to him, let your heart be responsive. Because here's the truth, is that if you spend time with God, whether he rebukes you or encourages you, whether he gives you a prophetic word or doesn't, the truth is that his word, his truth is food for our soul.
Yep.
And that should be the appetite of our lives. God, I'm trusting you and I'm hungry for you. And I know that, God, you are going to do everything you said. Teach me what it means to be disciplined. Teach me what it means to stay on course, stay on the straight and the narrow, and not be discouraged. There's times where prayer, I'm just going for it. Here we go. There was a time where I was praying for people and they literally died. I was like, don't ask me for prayer, because they might just die. You know, because it was discouraging a little bit. But now fast forward like 6-7 years later, I'm seeing God do it, you know? And so if my faith would have given up then, what would that have looked like for my whole life? Mm-hmm. I would have been set on a path that didn't really trust God because I didn't see it. But let your faith be persistent, because God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. And so,
Amen. Well, I want to pray a quick prayer as we kind of wrap up.
Yeah.
We're going to pray over that seed.
Yes.
Right? That anticipation seed that is going to drop into your hearts, that wherever you encounter the Holy Spirit, wherever you encounter a moment with Jesus, that it would be a seed into your heart. And we're going to pray for that. So Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, right now, Lord God, we thank you as we anticipate, as we expect that you are doing something powerful. Our faith is high, Lord, as you want to do a work on this earth. And our request, our petition before the Lord is that you would use us, that we would be a vessel, Lord God, a willing and worthy vessel. Like the prophet Samuel, speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. Jesus, and we want to act on that listening by responding in faith, Lord God. So again, we pray with these seeds, Lord God. In the parable, you talk about how the things that can take away, that would uproot, that would choke out, Lord God. And we just bind those lies. We bind distraction. We bind what the Bible calls cares of this world. And we just loose your power. Yeah. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you. And I just want to pray that you would receive the word for you today. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Amen.
We love you guys. God bless you. Like, share, comment, subscribe, ask questions. We love you. We'll talk to you soon.